Let us start on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the bottom, next to the bottom line. Tanya Kevosei Derav, Hadam Vahamayim Mashke Beis Mitbachaye Shenitmu, Bein Bekalim, Say the Mashke is in Kalim, Bein Bekalke, Say the Mashke is on Kalke Tahirin. What the Chiddush is, we'll see soon. We'll soon see what the Chiddush is. Avishimin Oimer, Bekalim Tmeim. When is Mashkin base Mitbachaya Tahir, Davke Bekalke, Bekalke Tahirin? Bekalim Tmeim. So Rashi explains already in the beginning of the Sugya, the Gemara will later explain it, Bariches, but Rashi explains it now. Avishimin Oimer, Bekalim Tmeim. Avishimin Letaimei, the Oma Lael, Tumis Mashkin Diyarais. Here a machlekes tanoim tumes mashken to the reise the rabbonon. Rab Shimon holds tumes mashken the reise vafilu letame acherim. Kedesanye gabi sofik mashke letame acherim. Is Rab Shimon oimer ba'oichlem tome? If mashken he threw mashken, so sofik if it touched oichlem, so the oichlem atome. But sofik if it touched kalim, the kalim atoyer, because Rab Shimon holds Tumas Mashkin Latame Oichlum is a deraisa, so it's sofik deraisa lechumre. Or the way Rashi says sofik tumme bishusayoch it's veike tome. Hilkach, therefore. So Mashkin bekalim, still you don't know the mile of kalim yet, but Mashkin beis mitbechaye leimotsu rabbonon leturino. The rabbonon couldn't be metairet because it's tome minatoire, it's metame minatoire. Bekalka tohoire. But if you have mashkin bekalke, ulekamen metalgim le amayim. Later the Gemara is going to say that what we're saying bekalke is not speaking about all mashkin, only mayim. But the ikar revius. So I have in the Beis Hamikdash ala kalke a revius of or more of mayim. So then this revius is tohel. Why? The ike toires mikva alo, a revius mayim mechubele karke, is a shem mikve. What can you toivel in a revius? Lamachten, betzineures, small kalim, shenitmu, you could toivel them. The midiraise loy mekabli tume. If it has a toires mikve, a mikve is not mekabu tume min a toire, kidersiv, Mikve mayim yiyah toyer. So the yiyah toyer is also going on the mikve that is not mekabel tume. Urevius have a mikve midi reise. And a revius is a mikve minatoyer. The chiksiv arboim so. Aye, we know a klal that we need arboim so. But odom udechsivi. By tvilas odom, then there is a locha that you need arboim so. The nafkelon me eis kol psori, mayim she kol gufoi oilabem. You need a certain amount of water that kol gufoi shalodem beinini is oilabem, and that's memsa. So by tvilas odom, there's a shear of eis kol psori. Avol le kelim ktanim, but by tvilas kelim, so then you don't need a shear of memsa. Ein tzorich elo kedei sheyiskasu b'mayim. It is sufficient if the keli is completely submerged in the small mikveh, that is sufficient. Aye, so why do you need a revius? And why isn't less than a revius also a shem mikveh and toher? So Rashi says, ubotzem revius gemore gmirilo deloy choshev lemehevi mikveh. Yivaloch lemoyshe mesinai, that less than a revius does not have a shem mikveh. So now Rashi is going back to the memory of Rab Shimon. Abo vekiven de ba'alme midereise loy mitmu. Since a revius of mayim amechuber lekalke has a teres mikveh in the zaloch of yiyah toyer that it's not mekabel tume. The rabbanon who de botli revius de mikveh. The Rabbonon were mevatel this din mikveh of a revius, And the Rabbanan said, Shelo yadbilu kelim bepochas me'aboimso. They said, you can't be toivel kelim pochas me'aboimso. Where do we see this? Kedamrinim benozir. Mishnah says, Eser revi'e saying, there are 10 tziurim where there's a halacha, you need a davka revi'es. Upochin, and so the Gemara asks, ve'ike revi'es the mikveh. There's an 11th case that is a din hilchas revi'es. That a mikveh, in order to have a shame mikveh, needs a revi'es. Umishanina bar mino da'i, the Tana did not reckon it out, the botlo rabbonon. The rabbonon said that a revi'es is not, the revi'es is not mitayr kalim. The rabbonon were mabatal this din. The peirik shloishaminim. The sanya nami, we learned also in Abarais. Ze haklal. Kol sha'odom toivel boy, that means mem saw that an odom is toivel boy, yodayim v'kelim toivelim boy. So, only in mem saw that is roi l'tvilas odom is roi l'tvilas kelim. So again, we see from the Tesefta that midarabonon, revius is not metayer. Midarabonon afilu v'kelim, you need mem saw. So therefore, if midarabonon you need memso, v'gozru tuma af ala mashkim shebekalke. So if midarabonon it lost a teiris mikveh, midarabonon you need memso to have a teiris mikveh. So midarabonon you have less than memso, so it would be mekabel tume kol kamed ave botze me'aboim so. V'hoche gabe mitbochaye. But by mashke beis mitbochayim, v'kmua deraise tohoirim. So this is the memra of Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds tumes mashke nafil otam acherim is a deraise. So l'choire all mashkin are tomei in the beis mitbochayim, because it's tomei min atoirim. No, mayim sheyesh pem revi'es hamechu b'lekalke is toir. Because since this mayim has a shame mikvah anet minatayrim, so even though the rabbonon said it does not have a shame mikveh, and therefore the mayim is mekabel tumah, but this is a tumah the rabbonon, and mashke beis mitbachaye the kmiu adaraise, and therefore so mayim bekarke toirim means not any mashke. The mashke of mayim sheyesh bei revi'es and it's bekarke, it's toyer because ukmu adiraisa. The Dvar Shmuel clears an interesting chakire. What is pshat ukmu adiraisa? So you could learn two ways. As the Rabbanon said that in the Beimit B'chai they took off the Rabbanon, ukmu adiraisa. So he says one way you could learn that Akmu Daraisa, they said that in the Beis HaMikdosh, it has a Shem Mikveh. So if it has a Shem Mikveh, so a person could be Toivel, Machdim V'Tzenoiris in this Revi'es. Because if they wanted it should be Toir, so they have to say it has a Shem Mikveh. They couldn't say it's not a Mikveh and it's Toir. So they had to say Akmu Adaraisa, that in the Beis HaMikdosh, we're gonna leave the Dinim Daraisa. So in the Dinim Daraisa, if that's what you have to do in order to ensure that it will be toyer, so you have to give it a shei mikveh. So if a person wants to be toyvul kalim in this revi'es, it should help in the Beis HaMikdosh. That's one tzad he has. Another tzad he has could be not. That means there's a mikveh l'tayer acherim. There's a din mikveh l'gabi tumas atzman. There's two alochas in a mikveh. A mikveh is bekoyach l'tayer acherim, and a mikveh is yiyah toyer is not mekabel tumah. So, in the Rabbanon said, so mina toyer the revi'es has, a revi'es shal mayim mechuba l'karke, has both these milas. It's bekoyach l'tayer acherim, and it's yiyah toyer, it's not mekabel tumah. The Rabbanon said that it loses the shei mikveh, so it can't be metayer acherim, and it is mekabel tumah. So it could be, Mashke Beimit Bachaye, could be they could split the hair. They said that in the Beis HaMikdash, Legabe not being Mekabel Tumah has a Shem Mikveh. But in order to be Metayer Acherim, could be that, that wasn't wichtig. So they said, Lamaisa, Lagabi being Metayer Acherim, you need a mikveh of Memso. But Lagabi Tumis Atzmon, that has a Teiris mikveh, even though it is a Revis. That's what the Dvar Shmuel clears, what will be according to Rab Shimon, Bekarke Tahirim. Agav Urche, Rashi brings down a Tesefte. The Tesefta says, Kol Sheha Odom Toivul Boy, a mikveh that is Roy Litvilas Odom, Yodayim Vekelim Toivulim Boy. See, in this mikveh, you could Toivul Kelim, and you could be Toivul Yodayim. So this Tesefta is speaking about, there is an Inyan of Tvilas Yodayim. Just like we know there's an Inyan of Netilas Yodayim, that's the Halachas Nida Tila Bekeli, there's a din of Tvilas Yodayim. So the Tesefta says that you can only make Tvile in a mikveh that is Roy Litvilas Odom. That means you can only make Tvile in a mikveh of Memso. In Shulchan Aruch, Lamaise, in Simin Kufnun Tes, there's a Machloikis HaPoiskim. If we paskin like this Tesefta, and we paskin like Rashi, The Mechaber brings down 2 days. Others say you could be matvul yodo in a mikveh less than memso. Others say you need memso. The Mechaber paskins kedivrei hamekel, that you could be mekel for less than memso. The Ramo paskins the yesh lahachmel lechatchile, that one should not be toivel in a mikveh less than memso. But I say, if a little bit the evid, the Ramo is Mekel, and not like this Tesefta that Rashi brings down. Zok the Gemara weiter. Oma, we'll come back later to Rav Shimon. But now we have a member of Rav Popa. Oma Rav Popa. Afilu leman di Oma tumes mashken di eraise, mashke beis mitbachaye ilchese gmirilo. Rav Popa comes with a new approach to the whole sugya. The whole sugya till now, we understood that the only way we can understand that mashke beis mitbachaye is toyer is only if tumas mashken is a darabona. So the whole thing is a darabona. Either it's dochin milatami acherim, it's dochin mamish, afilu legabi atzmai. This is only if we will assume that it is not tomei min atoyer. So it's only a tumah darabonon. So the darabonon said that they were made by base mitbachaya, base mitbachaya, that it's toil legami. That was the flow of the sugya till now. Rav Popa says no. It's the tahare of base mitbachaya is not totally because tumas mashkin is a darabon. Afilu leman diyomar tumas mashkin diyereise. Is mashke beis mitbachaye hilchus gemirilo. It's halacha lemoishe misinai that the mashke beis mitbachaye are not mekabel tumen. Oma le'rav huna bereid rav noson le'rav pope, so he asked him, how could you say that? Veloho da oma rabbelozor ein tumen lemashken kol iker. We had a machloikis of Tanoim. Rameya said, Tumas Mashkin is sophically, Tumas Atzmon is a daraisa, Latami Acherim is a darabonon. Rabbi Yehuda said, Afilo Latami Kalim is a daraisa. And Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Shimon says, Latami Oichlim is a daraisa, Latami Kalim is a darabonon. And then Rabbi Loza came and said, Ein Tumala Mashke Kolike. That Mashkin Bechlal are not Mikabel Tumas. Teida, Shrei Heyid, Yoisi ben Yezer ish Sreida, Amashke beis mitbachaye dohen. So the poshet of Pshat was that Rabbi Elazar saying that it's toil legamri. He saying like Rav, it's toil legamri. Raya from that there's no tumah min atoyer at all by Mashkin. But Raya, because Yoisi ben Yezer said, Amashke beis mitbachaye is dohen, it's toil. So how could be toil if it's a rabbonon? How could it be toil if there's a tumah deraisa? So it's a raya that the whole tumas mashkin is a drabonon, and the base mitbachaya legos. Frag the Gemara, but according to Rav Popa just came with a new approach. Rav Popa said it could be tumas mashkin is deraisa. Pavel Pekin is a loch lemoishim is seen at a mashke base mitbachaya toyim. So what is Pshat the Tana Rabbi Lezer? The Hilchus of Gemiri Lo. If the Tahare of Beis Midvachaya is also Loch Lamoisha Misinai, Migam Rini Minosa, how could Rabbi Lezer prove that that ain't Tumma Lamashkin Kolika? That's a Dinim Mashke Beis Midvachaya, it's a Loch Lamoisha Misinai. So how could you prove that Shah Mashkin is ain't Tumma Lamashkin Kolika? It's one kash, and Rapoka. Omalei Ravine le Ravashi. Bo Rab Shimin the Omar Tume Mashkin the Yeraise. Rab Shimin is from the Tanoim holds that Mashkin is Tome Mina Toire the Sanya. Rab Yoisi ve Rab Shimin Oimrim le Kalem Toirim Loichlem Tamei. Rab Shimin holds le Philolotame Acherim is a Daraise, Oichlem. Kalem is not a Daraise. Bo Hoche Koma Rab Shimin. So here Rab Shimon said, "Bekalim tmeim, bekalke tahirim." Rab Shimon said that when is mashke beis mitbachaye tahir, only if it's mashke, if it's mechubal lekalke. And as we'll see later, where Rashi said before, because then is a tahiris mikveh. But if it's bekalim, so it doesn't have a tahiris mikveh, so then it's tome. V'hilchasi, if it Rapop is right, that the whole tar of Mashke Beis Mitbachaya is built on Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So Mali Bekelim, Mali Bekarke. So why does he say that Kelim is Tomei? The tar is not because it's Toir Min HaToir. The tar is because it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Mali Bekelim, Mali Bekarke. Kashe. So the Gemara says Kashe. It's a Kashe and Rav Pop. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Ilchese Gemirelo Misinai, the loy mitamo, loy mitmo, it's not mekabuto. Like the Gemara, Bezoi, Sa'akad Rabbalez, the loy now from Yaisi, Ben Yezer Ishreida, Migam Rinuminei, the Tumesha Mashkim Labdi Raisa. Can you prove from this that Tumesha Mashkim, not Beit Mitbachai, is Labdi Raisa? Or Amrit Avili de Raisa? Gemiri Bahani de Teurem. We have a loch of Moshe Messina that this is Teurem. Veheichi maisi rabbeleza tam le milse meoch akad rabbeleza pluv. That ain't tumma la mashkin kol ikev and yaisi ben yeza. Yaisi ben yeza speaking my mashkin beis mitbachaya that here's a taire of a lochel moishim isinai. That was one kash. Second kash for Rab Shimon the mishum the svirale. Since he holds tumis mashkin the yeraise koma hoche bekelem tmeyim. That's why he says bekelem tmeyim. Mishum de bishar mashkin de yerais, ubekarko de teure, mishum, ubekarko de teure. Mishum de gabishar mashkin de rabbonon, because not in base mit bachaya. Mayim she bekark is only at the rabbonon, al malava lochel amoish misinayu. Vekashe la rav pope, so these two memres are schwer, say the memre of Abelezer, and say the memre of rav pope, that says bekelum tmeim. The Hilchasi, if the Taira of Bei Mitbechaya is derived from Aloch Lamoshe Messina, Mali Bekelim, the Gabishal Mashkin derives from Mali Bekarke, and Aloch Lamoshe Messina. Kashi Garcine, Hoder Rav Pope Lav Milsei. It's garnished. Vichi Omra, when Rav Pope said it, Lav Adaita, he wasn't cheshbening. He did not recall these Mishnayos. Remember these Mishnayos? Never would have said it. This is not like there's a Shita Sarach. Sarach over here also says that there's a difference between Kasha and Tiyufte. Kasha means it's schwer, but it's not upgefragt. Then there's a Tiyufte. Rashi, we see klar how nitazay. Rashi, Rav Pope, there's nothing, Rav Pope is 100% wrong. Omar Rav Pope. Now Rav Pope is going to explain Rav Shimon. Ho da amrit bekalke tahirim. That what Rav Shimon said bekalke tahirim lo ishonu elomayim. So only mayim she bekalke is tahirim. Because then it has a tahiris mikveh. Avodam loy. Avodam she bekalke. So there is no maila that it's mechuba lekalke. It's alfala kalke. Dam, it will be tome. Number one. Number two, mayim nami loyamoron ela dahavi revius, and that what we said that mayim is toir is only if we have a revius of mayim. The chazi lahatul bei machtem vitzinoiris. It's roi to be a mikveh for kelim. אבל לא יהבי רביעיס. But what if it's not a רביעיס? טמאי. So then it is טמאי. Because then it's טמאי מן התורה. It doesn't have a shame מקווה. So ממילא it's מקבל טומאה מן התורה. It's מקבל טומאה מן התורה. So we couldn't be מתאר משקה בי מטבחיי since it's טמאי מן התורה. זאת רשי, אומר הפופו, הודה אמרת לרב שמעון, בקרקה טהורים, that we said, according to רב שמעון, that בקרקה טהורים, לא ישונה על המים, that's only מים. דאיקה שם מקווה עליהם במחובה, if it's מחובה, so here's a שם מקווה, אבל דם, אין בו חילק בין קרקה לקלם. תתומה דידי דירי סעף בקרקה, you'll have דם בקרקה, it'll also be טוב. ולרב שמעון, כי איתמר דוחן די יוסף בן יעזר, that mem רב יוסף בן יעזר that said, משקה בי מטבחי יש דוחן, המים לחודיו איתמר, he was only speaking about מים, המחובה לקרקע, דהבה רביעי יש כדבושינים, he says, he learned שאתן יוסף בן יעזר is only speaking about a רביעי מים, That's Yosef ben Yezer. This is called all these other Tanoim that hold Tumas Mashkim as Adarai. So what did they do in Yosef ben Yezer? So Rashi says they learned Yosef ben Yezer is only speaking about a Revi Yismayim and Mechuba Lekaka, which they had sich only a Tumad Arabonon and Bebei Midbachai Yoloi Gozo. Sinayre Shetovim Behem Zor, Avales Bu Revi Yist Midarai Yoloi Chozo Le Mikve, so min ha-toyret nadroi teva shei mikve, ומדרעי סתמאים אף במחובר. מן התוירת תומי אף במחובר. אוכי נמי תמאים, so then, less than a רביעיס will be תומי אפילו בבי מטבחיוס. פרקת אחרשי ודקאי מלון שיר תומס משקם ברביעיס. פרקת אחרשי, how could you say less than a רביעיס is תומי? Less than a רביעיס is not מקבל תומי. תומס משקם is a רביעיס. So Rashi, Hani Mili Letami Acher. So this is Shitas Rashi. Letami Acherim Rashi holds you need a revis. Aval Atzmon Tmeim Bechol Shein. But Tumas Atzmon is Bechol Shein. Kedisnan Betaharis. My Sina Lo Begmora Dechol Sho. Tomei Meis Shesh Sochat. The Tomei Meis was a Tomei Meis. A person who touched a Meis. He's an Avatumis. So he was Soichet Anovim. He quetched out Anovim. And the novim were a little bit more than a beye. It's kivin sheyotzu so tipa rishoino nitmeis bekebeye. So the first drop, so the vial, the it says there that the novim were tomei because it was a tomei meis. But the mashkin inside of them is mifkit pocket, so that mashkin was not mekabel tomei. So kivin sheyotzu so tipa rishoino nitmo bekebeye. So the first drop that comes out, touches a kebeya of a novim, and it's mekabel tume from the kebeya. So Rashi Shita is, that kabbalah's tume is the kol shu, the tame acherim is berevius. This is Rashi Shita. We had before on daf yudalid, the rivo holds, that saile tame acherim, saile tume satsman is also the kol shu. That's the rivo. And the Dvar Shmuel brings down that the Shita Sateis's Vaita Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis is that Sai L'Tamei Acherim and Sai L'Kabel Tumei you need a Revius. So he asks, according to this Shita, that you need a Revius Min HaTorah to be Mekabel Tumei, so why did Rab Shimon say Poches Me Revius is Tamei? So according to Rashi, it's very good. Pachas merevius is mekabel tumah min ha-Torah. Pachas merevius can't be a mikveh. So therefore, the Gemara says, according to Rab Shimon, pachas merevius is tumah. But according to the Shittas, that was Rashi there, but according to the Shittas, that hold that you need a revius in order to be mekabel tumah, so pachas merevius is not mekabel tumah min ha-Torah. It's only mekabel tumah mid rabbanon, so it's mekabel tumah mid rabbanon, so it should be toyer bebeis mitbachaye, just like they were metayer revius.
So the Dvar Shmuel wants to say that L'chayra Dav Mesogin can't be mash v'gzeiris chazal. If the Tare is because it has a shame mikveh, that means this mashke is mufke from Kabbalah's Tumeh. So then the Rabbonon said Bebeimit B'chai, it remains toil. If the Tare is because it doesn't have a shir Kabbalah's Tumeh, that they didn't want to be Hamidu Devrayim al Dereise, that they said it remains Tumeh. Zom is then Taisvis. Zog Taisvis. Avol dam loy. The im toima. So what did the Gemara say now? The Gemara explained Shitas Rab Shimon. Shitas Rab Shimon is that Dawdi says bekarke tohoirim is davke mayim bekarke. It's a shem mikve. But dam bekarke is tome. So the kabel tome mina toir. Vim toima adarabe. Bedam yesh letayer tvei afilu bekeilim. Dam is better than mine. Dam should be toyer afilu bekeilim. Why? The dam kochim lo yiskish lemayim kedem rinaleel. She'ein ein nishpach kamayim ein machshel. The Gemara said before a hekish. Ala oretz nishpachenu kamayim. So there the Gemara was talking about hilchis hechshel. So the Gemara said that dam shen nishpach kamayim is marshal, dam that's not nishpach kamayim, dam that needs kabola bekeili, dam kochim, that is what, that is not marshal, doesn't have hilchis mayim, since it's not nishpach kamayim. So just like the Gemara said, legabi hilchis hechshel, that if it's not nishpach, if it needs kabola, it doesn't have hilchis mayim. The Tertais was Hu Adin Lagabi Hilchas Kabbalah's Tumah. We should also make the same hekish. That if it's not Nishpach Kamayim, it doesn't have Hilchas Mayim. It's not Mikabel Tumah. That's Taisvis Kash. V'yesh Loimer Dohochi Perushe. So Taisvis says it's a Meirdike Kash. It's Takazoi. Dam Takas Takas not Mikabel Tumah. Afilu Bekeilim it's not Mikabel Tumah. It's not Nishpach Kamayim. Tohochi perush. I the Gemara says dam is mekabel tume, avol dam heiche de metame. Kegoin dam chulen. If you'll have in the azore dam chulen, Dvar Shmuel is ksevikim dam chulen da azore. Chulen shenishchutu ba azore. Oy balei mumim, oy zevach shenifsal. So if you have these three cases, which it is nishpach kamayim, because there's no dinei zrike. Dam chulen, balei mumim, oy zevach shenispal, nishenipsal, he made a posel a shchita, so memele, there's no din zrike, loy metan aleph, it's a grais, so that's what the Gemara means, avol dam loy, not all dam. Dam kochim istake toil, but that what the Gemara says, dam loy, that dam is tomei, that means dam chulin, dam balimumim, and dam zevach shenifsal. Let us see the Gilyan Ashas. Tamu Ali, Frekt Rabbi Kevegel, that what Taisvis says, Bemed de pshito lehula Taisvis, the bedam like a tumid de deraise. Taisvis holds that dam kochim, there's no tumid deraise. Umedamu tumid lehershe, V'hole'el davte zayin amet veiz amrinin toshma v'nosa ari. The Gemara is the kasha from Apostle. The Gemara is the kasha on Rav. Rav says that dochen mamish afilo gabi tumis atzmon the dam isn't mekabel tumeh v'nosa ari in my love tumis dam. A kasha on Rav. How could Rav say tumis mashkin lav di eraise? It says that dam isn't mekabel tumeh. Harei de dam tome mi de reise. So it's a kasha and rav. Frech toch habe kevege. What's a kasha and rav? The posik says that it's dam mekabel tume. Taisus just brought a posik that dam kochim, dam shen izrak. Taker, since it's not nishbach kamayim, it's not mekabel tume. So what's frech to a kasha and rav? The posik says that it's toy. You have a problem with the posik? Kasha number one. Kasha number two, vekach mevu medivrei tais visham. The Gemara is cautious from the rice, the vice is dam is mekabel tumas. The Gemara says mekabel tumas the rabbonon, and like Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda. So Taisi says the Gemara is not right. It's going according to the Tanoim that hold that mashkas mekabel tumas in a Torah. הרי דסבילו דומדים תוס משקים דרייסה גם דם קודשים תומי דרייסה. Taisus does not hold that this hekish applies to Tumah. That we see from the Gemara and from that Taisus. And all of a sudden this Taisus says, Fakir, that is Mekabel Tumah, that Dam Kotchim Bechlal is not Mekabel Tumah. So the Kvege blives by Yetzorich Iyan Godel. There's one thing I'm very unclear here. First I was unclear in Taisvis, then I realized I'm unclear in the Gemara also. We learned yesterday there's a machlokes Rav and Levi, if what is toyer? Mashke be midbachaye or mashke be mitbachaye? Mashke be midbachaye is hadam, bahayayin, bahashemen, bahamayin. That's mashke bei midbachaye. So that's lachayre, the mashkois which are oimed lizrik al gabei mizbeach. Am lizrike, mayim v'yayim lenesach, shemel lemenoches. And then we had mashke bei midbachaye. And that is the dam, so that's mayim v'dam. And that's, so the Rabbeinu Chananel says, Hamayim shemedichim behem akobonis bebeis hamidbachayim. That's the mayim. And lochayre, what dam is there? So in the base midbachayim, you're washing out the kobonis. So mistama, the dam that drains from boshash, you're making hadochas akobonis. So that dam is mashke, that is mashke be mitbachayim. So this dam that's oimed lizrike, and this dam, the dam the bashke bei midbachaye lechayre is not oimed lizrike. That dam is other damen. So I don't understand. Here we're speaking about, the Gemara speaking about mashke beis midbachaye. And Taisus asked by mashke beis midbachaye, it's not tomei because it's not nishpach kamayim. L'chayre the domim in the bay mitbachay is not nishpach kamayim. We're not speaking about the dam shchite. L'chayre the dam in the bay mitbachay is speaking about other domim, which is yon nishpach. So then I chapt, it's not Taisvis I don't understand, it's the Gemara I don't understand. The Gemara says the same like Taisvis. The Gemara after Zayin says, V'omer Rav Yosef bar Chanina, Mashkin beis midbachaye loydayin shein dochin elo shein machshirim. And it's going on dam, and it's not machshir, minayim udam kochin shein machshir, shlem laot sishpachen ukamayim. Dam shnishpach kamayim machshir. So the Gemara says that mashkin beis midbachaye is not nishpach kamayim. So I don't understand, lechayre, the dam in the beis midbachaye lechayre is nishpach kamayim, like the Gemara is from dam atamtsis. Which is nishpach kamayim. L'chayr the mashkin beis midbachaye is also nishpach kamayim. So I'm not clear at all on why the Gemara and Taisvus assume that this is called nit nishpach kamayim. Zok Taisvus weiter. Elo da havi revius dechozi lahatlbu machtem v'tzineiris. The Gemara explained according to Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, if you have a revius of mayim, so that's mechuba lekarke, so there's a shem mikveh, the chozi lahatubul machtem v'tzimayis. Mikan oimari, sheyesh ledagdik, from our Gemara we can prove the mikveh shekuloi shov, if you have a mikveh, that does not originate from make shamim. You have a mikveh that first was in a keli, and you poured from this keli ala karke, any posel ala midarabona. Why? The mashkin beis midbachaye shein dochin. This mashkin, this Gemara says, this revi is that Rab Shimon is moide is toyer. Al kocho chen shuvim. This mashkin is speaking about mayim shuvim that it was poured onto the kark. Why? Midemaflig bein dam lemayim. The Gemara says, loishonu elo mayim, avotam loy. Omar apopem, that tafke mayim is dochen, but dam is not dochen. Why did he have to differentiate between dam and mayim? He should set a bigger chiddush. Afilu on mayim guf, eloi shonu al meik shomim, avo mayim shuvim, is not dochen. Bloi maflik ben shuvim lich mechaborim, and he did make a difference. So why is all mayim? Since only he said that with a karkas toirim, he said, you know in karkas toirim, by mayim, not by dam. But he did not differentiate which mayim was speaking about. But Omar, he said that mayim dechozi lafubu machtem v'tzinoiris. So we see that mayim that was once in a kailin is now a karka, is kosher lemikve min atoirim. One rai. V'oi tanya b'tisefte de meseches mikvois. We learned in that Tesefta, mikveh sheheinichoi reikom, a person left a mikveh empty, umitzoi molek, and he comes back and he finds it full. And the shaila is, how did it get full? Did people fill it up with sheuvim, or did it get full with mekshomim? So state in Tesefta kosher, it's kosher. Now how do you say it's kosher? V'hainu mishum, the sfeike the rabbonon lekula, because the whole din shov is only at the rabbonon. The whole din shov is only at the rabbonon, so it's a suffix. Maybe shov, maybe not shov, and I feel that the shov is also only possible mit the rabbonon. Eine mishum the sfeike the rabbonon lekula. Vereika nami mashmesh lehoye by klu. Reika means it was completely empty. Midulaykamar shehinichoy chosa. Doesn't say that he left it and it was missing. It says that it was empty. Now, Taisus Weistachois, if it wasn't completely empty, then we don't have a raya that Kulei Shov is kosher. So what could be? So, Tachsach Meir Taisus means one of the two. Taisus means if there, could be Taisus means if there was a revius of Mayim there, and the Revius has a shame, mikveh, legabi, everything besides Odom. So all the water that falls in to the Revius could be semina toire is good, alta din hashoke. So that's why, so if Taisus would not be medayik the word reikom, if it would have said choser, so could be don't have any right. Could be mina toire, since a revius has a shame mikveh. So the maise, so legabi, all the mayim that falls in, it gets a toire sashoke. And that's why it's good mina toire. Mit rabbonon maybe it's no good, mit rabbonon you need, so it's a suffix the rabbonon lahokel. But since it says reikom, weiss doch ois, that if it was completely empty. And from deswegen, it's kosher al tzofik drabona lekula. So weiss doch ois, that kula ishov is kosher, min ha-teire. Boho, desanye beteres koyinim, ach mayon u boir. It says in the posik, that a mayon is metayer, spring is metayer, u boir, and a boir mikve mayim, and a boir from mayim chunosim is also teir. Steiten teres koinim, yochel afilu molei bakose. I would think it says a boir of mayim echonosim is kosher. Afilu, he filled it up. He went and filled it up by hand. That means he took buckets and poured it in. Talmud loy me mayon, ma mayon bidei shemayim af mikve bidei shemayim. So the hekish, mikve to mayon, just like a mayon is bidei shemayim. So a mikveh also the source of the water has to be bidei shamayim. So zet medoch hazvos that kulei shov is posel min atoyre. This is the hekish. Not the way Taisa said before. So chloi med asmach the balmos. But me zog me the teres kainim is nasmach. This is a raya from the gemore. Two gemores that kulei shov is kosher. So the teres kainim we have to say is nasmach the balmos. Vim toima, given the kuloi shov kosher midaraisa. If kuloi shov is kosher midaraisa, am I gozru rabbonon b'sheva klal? So why would rabbonon goyza? Why did it say it's posel midarabbonon? V'shloime de gozru sheva oto dilma osel at buli b'mone. V'seich ha'klivadai osel itvo midaraisa. That means if it's mechuba lekalkes, it doesn't matter where the water was first. If it was first in a keli, if it's coming from Meikshomim, water that's mechuba lekalkes, boir mikve mayim. A boir that has an accumulation of water is a mikve. Doesn't matter what the past history of the mayim was. Now you have an accumulation of water that's mechuba lekalkes. But if you'll have a keli and put water in the keli, that is zichah not a mikveh min ha-toireh, because it's not mechuba lekarkeh. So Chazal were afraid if people will be matter to make a mikveh out of mayim shuvim with a keli, so they'll come to say, what's the chilek if I put water in the keli and then pour it into the boil? If I leave the water in the keli and table in the keli, mali letzor hazoyis. So in order to avoid this toys, so they said that, no, if you'll take water and a keli and pour it into the boir, it's possible me the rabbon. That is why Chazal passed tshuva, but it's only a psul the rabbon. Vaymari, new thing. The chinami botlu revius the mikveh. So the Ri says now that that's what we have in our Gemara. Now basically we don't have that, yeah, we have that in our Gemara. The Gemara says because a revius is toyer alt mashke beimit b'chaye dochem. That it's toyer, but on the base of Midrash revius is tomi, because a revius does not have a toyer's mikveh, because it's a mevatel. Chinami botel revius the mikveh, mikol mokin, kol shohu de mayin, but there's another din. There's a din of mayin is metayer b'kol shu. So kol shu de mayim loy botlu. That din remained. That a mayin is metaya bekolshu. A mikveh is not metaya berevius midarabon and you need memso. How do you know this? Midas nan betayres koinim. The mayon metaya bekolshu vaha mikveh ba'aboim so. So it differentiates between a mayon and a mikveh. So what? And what do you, does a kolshu help? It says a kolshu is enough for a mayan, so we're speaking about tvilas kalim. And a mikveh ba'aboim so, and you need, if it's a mikveh, you need aboim so. So you see in tvilas kalim gufim, even though chazal wa mafkia, the shem mikveh of revius by mayim mechunosim, but the tara of a kolshu, the never wa mafkia by a mayim. Oh, the mikveh b'memso, hainu labosa de bitl revius, v'loch ikhtoni de mayim metayer b'kol shu. So Rabbi Chonam is mevayer, why did Chazal differentiate in the darabonons between mayon and mikveh? So Rabbi Chonam wants to say, because we see the Torah also was more machma by mikveh. A mikveh needs a shir, a revius. A mayon never needs a shir. So Mamela the Rabbonu only machma by mikveh, they said, we need a bigger shir, the shir of memso. But mayin, which does not need a shir at all, so that they did not want to be mechadish a shir. That's what the Harabachonan says, pshat in Taisvus. Hiksha ri b'shem arav rabbeinu shloime. Doma perik chayme b'koydish, kabi mikveh shecholkoi b'sal. They had a mikveh. And they divided the mikveh with a sal. So now the shaila is, so on each side of the sal, there's less than memso. But the water can leak through from one side to the other, but there are only small holes there. So it says it's no good. The be'inang shifayferes hanoit. In order to be mechaber, two bodies of water, to make it one, there should be memso, you have to have a hole that is as large as Shveiferes Hanoi. Shveiferes Hanoi, the little translation is, this was a stopper that they used to stop, they used to go and stuff the noid, which is a type of a pitcher. And the Gemara says that the size of this is, you have two fingers could go, you need a nekev, that two fingers, you can slide around the nekev, it has a diameter of two fingers. That is the shir of Shveiferes Hanoi. So the Gemara Chagiga says that in order to be mechaber two bodies of mayim to make it memso, you have to have at least a hole that is as large as Shveiferes Hanoi, and the water connects in this hole, and then it's good. But if it's less than that, if it's less than Shveferes Hanoid, even though water is seeping from, the water from one body is seeping to the other side, it doesn't help. So the Gemara brings a raya. How do you know that it doesn't help? Maybe a chibah kosher was sufficient. To arech hilkuli mechalchala. So the Gemara says, you know, in the earth gufa, there's also a chibah of mayim from one place to the other. And you need bafalpik and you need aboim so. That means that the Gemara is asking, if a chibah kosher is sufficient, so why do you need aboim so b'mokim echot, since there's a chibah of all the waters underneath the kalke? So if you have 20 so here and you have a chibah to someplace else, so you have your 40 so. So we see from this that a chibah koldu is not sufficient to be mechab. You need a chibah al kaponim of shveiferes hanoi. So tachtoisves, va'arech hilchuli mechalchala, this whole yesod, that there's a chibah of all the waters, lo shayach ela b'mayan. By a mayan, this is true. That a mayan, that other places it gets wider, and other places it thins out, but there is a chibah. So the Gemara is bringing a raya that chilchuli mechalcho poyoyle bepoches. They're tzicha speaking about that you don't need memso for the etzemaisa tefila. Dim loikein maraya tzorech. If there's not enough water to be table yourself, some amel of hashtetzach, nothing will be good. Side by a salah won't be good, and side by chilchuli mechalcho won't be good. So Kocha was speaking about that you table a small person, that was oilin in chofso. For aval pikein, the Gemara says it is no good. Dumye, the dumye da'are, that chulchuli mechalcho doesn't help. So we're speaking about mayones. So vaistachoi is that a mayon also needs memso. And Taisus said before, a mayon does not need memso. That's Taisus kasha. The Rosh in Mesechtes Baba Kame, and Peir Merube wants to say that there's a difference that this Gemara is speaking about Tvilas Odom. Tvilas Odom Takefila by Mayan also needs Memso. That, what we said before, that a Mayan is Bekosho, that's in Tvilas Kalim. Sidachsme means that the Reise Gufa of Tvilas Odom needs Memso by a Mayan. And mit Taisus before so speaking about the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon of Tvilas Kalim. So even though the Rabbonon said that Tvilas Kalim need memso, by a mikveh, by a mayin, a kol shehu is still sufficient. But by Tvilas Odom, a mayin always needed memso. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omama. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Lakel Tomi. We're going back. So we had learned on and that's Zayin Omedale. We had the Machlekes Tanoim of Tumas Mashkin. Tumas Mashkin, Tumas Mashkin Tami Acherim, Tumas Mashkin Tami Atzmon. Rabbi Yehuda was the greatest Machmer. Rabbi Yehuda said, La Kel Tome, that if a person had Mashkin and he threw it on Kalim, it's a Sofik if it touched the Kalim or not, so the Kalim are also Tome. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumas Mashkin Latami Kalim is the Isaac. Like the Gemara, the memre the sover Rabbi Yehuda tumes mashkin l'tamei tumes kalim deraisa. That's Rabbi Yehuda holds. Posnan, we learned in the Mishnah kol hakalim sheyesh lohen achirayim v'toich. All kalim that have achirayim v'toich. So achirayim v'toich means, let us just see Rashi for 1 minute. שיש לו מחריים בתוך שראויים להשתמש בהן בתוכן ובאחריים. That means each keli that it is theoretically possible to use the outside for the inside and the inside for the outside. כגון, שיש לו מחריים בתוך, that means the מחריים בתוך are interchangeable. כגון, הקרם והקסטויס והסקין והמרצותם. So these are all cases that you can turn it inside out. You can turn a pillowcase inside out. Af al pike, the Tanakhama saying America Kiddush, that even though the Achira is a potential Teich, Af al pike, Nitmo Teichoi, Nitmo Gaboi, Nitmo Gaboi le Nitmo Teichoi. So that means if the Tume fell in the Teich, so then the whole Keli is Tome. If the Tumah fell on the Gaboy, Leinitmo Toichai. So the Chiddush is, so even though this Gaboy is a potential Toich, but since now it was Meshamish al Sagab, so Memele, so here's a Kula of Nitmo Gaboy, Leinitmo Toichai. That's the Chiddush of the Tanakam. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda is going to explain this Mishuna Dika Aloche, that if Nitmo Gaboy, Leinitmo Toichai, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Bemet Vor Mamurim, this halach was only said shenitmo machmas mashkin. If the keli was mekabel tumah machmas mashkin, so we'll see soon. So the whole tumah mashkin is at the rabbonon latami kelim. So the rabbonon wanted to make sure they won't be seirav kotshim on this tumah. So they said the keli as mekabel tumah from the mashkin. It's nitmo gabay le nitmo toichay. Avon nitmo machmas sheretz. But what is? If the keli became tummy from a sheretz, that's a tuma de reise, nitmo teichoi, nitmo gaboi, nitmo gaboi, nitmo teichoi. Fragt die Gemorre, wie is alke deitoch tumis maschken le tami kelem de reise? If you tell me Rabbi Yehuda holds, that a maschke kibin tami a keli de reise, say bezei mali nitmo machmas maschken, mali nitmo machmas sheretz. So we have a stir in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said before and after Zayin that Tumis Mashkin Latami Kalim Dirais. And here Vais says Klo Tumis Mashkin is only Ada Rabbonom. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel Chozer Boy Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was Chozer. That means that is true. He once held that Tumis Mashkin Latami Kalim Dirais and he was Chozer. It's not Latami Kalim Dirais. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Imer Gabi Sofik Mashkin Latami Acherim Lakil Tomei. Afilu lekelim, that if it's a sofik, it was metame kelim and not the kelim atomi. Alma vadai, the giyoson, metame kelim idereise, mid metame non sofik ditu. Ma'atsufim shel oil, shenit mu bemashkin, the tumosom, lav de reise lekelim, since the whole tumet, the metame kelim is lav de reise. Rabbonon the gozabu mishamashke zov is over. So the whole tumet is a tumet the rabbonon, zeir mishamashke zov is over, shen avatum. Of the Rabbonon Akeiris, and the Rabbonon wanted to make a hacker that this is only a tumah da Rabbonon. Shim nitmo gaboi loy nitmo toichoi. Ki heichet the leido dach tumah lav di reise, that we should know this is not a tumah da reise. Le lisuf u alei truma vekotshim, kedabrinim bebchayres beidushin shalcheski aviyikish. Avo machma asheret, but Rabbi Yehuda says, avo what if it's machma asheret, the tumos on di reise, so then nitmo gaboi nitmo toichoi. So the Gemara asks a stir in Rabbi Yehuda, Chosa by Rabbi Yehuda, Mahidalel, he was Chosa. Niyolz to Mismashkin, Latame, Kalem al Kaponim is not the Reis. That was one Teres. Rabbi Noma, Loilam, Loihoda. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't Chosa. I hear he says that Mashkin to Mismashkin, Lekalem is at the Rabbonon. And there he said it's at the Reis. So matters how the Mashkin became Tome. Ho, be Mashkin, Aboy Machmas Yodai. Here he's speaking about mashkin that is arishin the rabbonon. So these mashkin can only make a keli tomi mi the rabbon. Or be mashkin aboy machma sheretz. But that what Rabbi Yehuda said to mes mashkin tamachem the rice. Speaking about that a sheretz starts the mashkin. So these mashkin are tomi the rice. So these mashkin can be metama keli min atoira. Frag de Gemara I hochi, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mashkin shenitmo b'sheretz kimi metame b'keili, adetoni, so why did he explain the Mishnah by medva mamum shenitmo machmas mashkin, that if nitmo machmas mashkin, then it's nitmo gabay le nitmo toichoi, but nitmo machmas sheretz is differently. Why does he have to make a difference between mashkin and sheretz? Live like v'lisne b'dido, make a difference in mashkin alone. Amed vo mamun be mashken aboy machmas yodayim. Mashken aboy machmas yodayim. So the whole mashk is only a rishin, the rabbonon, that mashken can be metame kelim.
the mashkin is only mitame kelim mitarabonus, so there's a locha nitma gabay le nitma toichai. Aber be mashkin aboy machma sheretz, nitma toichai, nitma gabay, nitma gabay, nitma toichai. Ela machvarte kedishonin meikorem. Chosa boy Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was chosa. Zot Rashi. O be mashkin aboy machma sheretz, shegozru chachomim Tumois shniois al yadayim stam. Chachomim said stam yadayim are sheni letumim. Vigozu aleim shi yitamu mashkin li yistrilin. They said a mashkin that touches yadayim will be a rishin. Veidah rabonanu. So there it's nit magabe le nit matoich. Yoch yod it tonya vol nit mumach masheret le ashkech nit magabe nit matoich ele benogi bisheret atzmoi lishmina filo mashkin. Period. Let us see Taisus. Ochi garcina, nitma toichoi, nitma gaboi, nitma gaboi, loi nitma toichoi, vechei goras rashi. Taisus, v'afal gav the whole klishetef nami dinoi kei. Why did he give a moshul? Klishetef means any keili that it's yesh loi tara betvila. So why did he give a moshul? Gave a sack and korim the castois. Every keli it is that way. That nitma gaboy le nitma toichai. Because bokim noket karim the castois the sack in marzufim. Mishum the rameya polik bahani tafke. Because rameya the argument did not bring down the safe of the mishnah. But rameya is cholik in the safe of the mishnah, and he says as follows. Rav Meir holds, in this case of sakim, marzufim, karim v'kastis, since the outside can become the inside, you can turn it inside out. So Rav Meir holds over there nitma gaboy nitma toichai, because the outside is a potential inside. So there's no kula by such an outside. Tony Sefer Rav Meir Oimer Kol sheyesh loy tuvrois yesh loy acherayim v'toich. That has loops on one side. It doesn't have on the other side. So then there's a din of acherayim v'toich. V'she'ein loy tuvrois. But if it doesn't have loops on one side, so that means that it is interchangeable. You can make it inside out. So then there's nitma gabay nitma toich. Tuvrois perushay tvirois. Sofa lepiim soviv ke'ein michnasayim. That's what Taisus means, like the loops you have on pants. So memeli, you can't turn the pants inside out because you need the loops should be on the outside. So then there's a din of gaboy. Da'os ein menhapchen oisen lishtamish betzadache. You don't turn it inside out. B'yesh lo din acherayim betoich, linyan shem nitma gaboy lo nitma toich, k'may shak lishet. Zog the Gemara weiter. Iboyilu. So now we came to the maskone that Rabbi Yehuda holds that mashkin are not mitame kelim minatayra. Iboyilu mikelim hudahodabai. So how much was Rabbi Yehuda chayza? Was he chayza only from kelim? Aber bei Euchlem, ke Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Svirelei. But bei Euchlem, he also, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon. That what, that is metame, Euchlem, min ha-toirem. I dil me legamri hod arbe, ke Rab Meir. Maybe now he was gansen choyse. He holds that it's not metame, anything min ha-toirem. It's only mekabel tome min ha-toirem, but it's not metame, anything min ha-toirem. Omar, Rav Nachman, ba Yitzchok, Toshima. So I'll bring you a raya, what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Poro sheshoseso meichatos. A poro that drank meichatos. That's meichatos, the meihazoye. They mixed together eifer porim with mayim chaim. They made meichatos. So meichatos is a avatume. We'll see. Psorotome. So now the poro drank some of this meichatos. Now they shechted the poro. So the mei chatos that is in mei eho is metame the psora. Rabbi Yehuda oimer botlu b'mei eho. That the mei chatos becomes botlu. That means, we mentioned before, mei chatos is a avatume. So mechates is only an avatume, because man, it didn't enter the me'ayim of a behemoth. It entered the b'nei me'ayim of a behemoth, so we'll see it becomes posel behesach hadas. So it doesn't have a teiris mechates. So me'mele, so therefore the bosser is teir, because what he says, metama the bosser, mechates, it's ois mechates. That's the machloikes, Rabbi Yehuda in the Tanakam. Frechte gemore. Bisal kedai toch mikelem hudah the beva boichlem krab yosef rab shimon spirala. If you will say, Rab Yehuda holds that mashkin tmeim ametama oichlo no mashkin amai bottle meyele gamri. So why did Rab Yehuda say that the mashkin is bottle b'meyeho and it seems the basar is toher? Hey, the tumechamure loy metame ain't a chenami. It is not metame tumechamure. Tumekala miu nitmu. But why isn't it metame tumekala? So the Gemara is asking, ain't a chenami. It the shem mechatos is bottle from the mayim. It became possible behesach hadas. So it's no more avatume. But let it be a rishin latume and let alts rishin latume be metame de bosa. Now, how did this become a rishin letumen? So we'll see here, machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Botlu b'meyeho, zut Rashi. No, let us see Rashi before. Poro, avo b'oichlun. Avo b'oichlun, krab yesu rab shimen svir lei demashki, metam oichlun midaraisa, o kerab mei, domo le metam, ato loichlun alo midarabot. That's the suffix in Rabbi Yehuda. Poro shel zevach oi shel chun. Poro shel poro. Sheshosis or mechatos, it drank mechatos, v'shachtua ba'oidon b'meyeho. And they shechted it, and you still hear the mechatos in the name of ayim of the poor. Psora tome, so the Tanakam also mekabelas tume mehen, becomes tome from the mechatos. The mechatos metama filodon v'keilu. Kedersiva negebe mehanido, ichabiz begodo, so it's an avatume. So it's an avatumo, zichem emetame, the psar hapore. And Rabbi Yehuda says, botlu b'meyeho, the einon ruuyim l'meichatos. They're not roi anymore to be used as meichatos. The ein oid shmon aleim. Doesn't have a shem meichatos. V'i islay Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabbi Yehuda holds b'mashkin ba'alme metamo oichol, if he holds. That a mashkin can be metama noichel. Nehei de botli mitoires meichatas leinid lehabi tome yavetum letami odem vekeilim. Einoch enami. The shem meichatas became nifka. It's botlu b'meyeh. It doesn't have a shem meichatas to be metama odem vekeilim. Obo shem mashke tome milek alayu. But why isn't it considered a poshet a mashke that's tome? Kishal mashke letami boso zeh. Shuoichel. Why can't it be metama this bosom, which is an oichel? But my botlu b'meyeh legamri afilu melatami bosom ze. Daina tumas oichelam kala. Why can't it be metama the bosom atume kala otzrishin letum? So Rashi explains, nehei de tume chamura loy metamu ein achanami. Now that it's botlu b'meyeh, now that there's a psul of hesach hadas, Im nogu odem vekeilem behem besech amayim da ein shem mechatas aleyem ein achanami. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shem mechatas became nifka. So if a person will touch it, or keili will touch his mechatas, will be toil because it's no more avatume. Avatume kal arishin letume. Kegoyne sabosa letamoi. Why isn't it metama the bosa als rishin letume? Why should it be metama als rishin letume? The mashkin ba'almaninu. It's poshet the mashkin also. V'shem tume loy pokim inayin. There's still tomei. The nitmu machmas atzmon da'ein negiye gdoilu mamashayin noigim ba'atzmon. See, here's a moiridike Rashi. Rashi says that even though it lost the shem meichatos, but it's touching itself. The mashkin, even though it lost the shem meichatos, but it was touching itself all along, so when the tumis meichatos falls off, it should be a rishin letume, ke mashkin shenogu ba'avatume. V'chi ozel shem meichatos minay havelu mashkin shenogu b'meichatos.
It's mashkin shenogu b'meichatos. It touched itself. Ein lecha negiy g'dayla mizu, ela shma minom. So why isn't the boss on tome? Ela shma minom, mikulu oder bei. That Rabbi Yehuda was choyza legamri. V'kivin de bechutz loy metame mashkin oichel mele midarabot. So Rashi says, afili was choyza. So afili was choyza, good. So it's not metame min ha-toyre. But with the Rabbonin, everyone holds that Mashkin is Metamachayim the Rabbonin. There's no Sophic over here. So Rashi says, Amashunit dekevoto, bekivin de bechutz loy metame Mashkin eichem el mit Rabbonin. That means, Tamazay Mashkin be bechutz, not in the Bnei Ma'ayim. This is a very awkward case, how this Mashkin is Metama the Bosa. So kivin de bechutz loy metame Mashkin eichem el mit Rabbonin, hoche de milsud loy shchicha loy gozel. So since this negiyah, this is a negiyah mebefnim, this negiyah came about that a porish a shosu saw mayim to mayim. So since it's a milsa the loy shchicha loy gozer rabona. So the gemara said, so that was the gemara's kasha. The gemara's kasha was that if Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's metame oichle minatoyre, so memele this mashkin is zicha arishin minatoyre. This mashkin is arishin minatoyre, so memele it should be metame the boss. Let us just see the top Tosfos. Obsore tome ktoni. This goes into Gemara later, but we can learn it now. Mash medavke besore ablodem vekelem loy. The Gemara weiss tochois, that's what the Gemara is going to say, that it can only be metam of the boss, it can be metam of odem vekelem. Behainu mishum. So Tosfos explains, the nifsalu behesach hadas. That's not an avatume, because it's nifsalu behesach hadas. Vim toima afrektach tois veskivet de polche mehem tumachamure. Since it is ois avatume, afilu tume kalo loyle tamu. So if it's ois avatume, so it's nothing. Damrinen beperek bosim and beperek tvul yoim. Kol she soifoi le tame tumachamure, Loi boi hechsher sheretz, v'choshev kilu noga b'sheretz. V'haynu davke, ba'oid she soifoi letamei tuma chamura. Now, let us just explain this din. The Gemara in Zvochim says as follows. Let us take a good, simple example. The halacha is, nivlas oif toir is metame bebei sablien. That means if you have a dead chicken, so if you touch the dead chicken, you're not tomei. A person isn't tomei. The chicken won't be metame. The nevelas oif toir is metame bebeis abli. If he swallows this dead chicken, or I think a kazayis from the dead chicken, so then it's metame bebeis abli. Now, this nivlas oif toyer, which does not have in itself a tumis nevela, it only has a potential tumis nevela, which is metame bebeis abliyah. What if this chicken will touch a oichel, or will touch a mashke, so it's metame? Why is it metame? Because we learn out from a posik that something that is a potential avatume is now a rishon letume. By itself. That means it does not need to be mekabel tumah from a sheretz in order to become a rishon letumah. When do you need kabolas tumah from a sheretz or to make it a rishon letumah if it never has a potential to be an avatumah? But if it has a potential to be an avatumah, now it's a rishon letumah, and this is a posik. This is a posik. So memele, that's the din. Kol she soifoi letamei tumah chamur. That means it's bekoyach to be metame tuma chamure loy boy hechsher sheretz. So it's a rishon letume now without a sheretz touching it. V'choshev kilu noga b'sheretz. So it has a din like it's now a rishon. V'haynu davke bo'oid shesoyfei letame tuma chamure. It has this potential. Avol she'ein roi kvar letame tuma chamure. But what is if it lost the potential? Boy hechsher. Then, in order to make it a rishon, you have to sheretz has to touch it. Where do we see this? K'damrinu beperik b'hima makashe. Gabi boso ha'poyrish me'eva minachai. You had an eva minachai. Now, an eva minachai, An Eber Menachai means you're an Eber which consists of Boso, Gidim, Batsomis. That's an Eber. An Eber Menachai is Metamet Tumis Nevela. So finish, it's Metamet Tumis Nevela. Now, Boso HaPeirish Me Eber Menachai. What happens if they cut off some Boso of this Eber Menachai? So before this Boso, when it was part of the Eber, was an Avatumet. He has Tumis Nevela on it. And it's Metamet Odom Bekelim. If it was Peirish from the Eva, so now it's Tohoyer. Boso ha-Peirish me Eva minachai, the loy mahanile, it doesn't help, mashetime letame tumachamura, which before it was a avatume. Shahoye im oviv leshavye murshe, kivdache shepirish menin roy letame tumachamura. So Taisvah says, we have here two halachas. If a nivlas oiv toyer that has a potential to be metame odom bekelim, it's soifei letame tumechamure. So then it is now a rishon letume. But something which was once a tumechamure and now it lost it was once an eva minachai, which is a tume, which is an avatume, and now they cut off a piece of the boso, so now it does not have a loch of a rishon letume, because now there's no soife anymore. So this mashke, which was once an avatume, lemaise, so now that it became ois avatume, it should not become a rishon letume.